This is the story of bluegrass music, part two. Bluegrass music was born on a farm in Kentucky, in Rosine, Kentucky, around sometime in September 1911 when Bill Monroe was born. He started playing the music in 1939, and 40 is the first time it was recorded, and the music in the blues was the first song that had the drive and the beat that today we know as bluegrass music. In 1939, when Bill went to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, a young man playing guitar was from Marion, North Carolina, that Bill had heard play before and had called him and went to work with him after he and his brother, Charlie, had broke up. That man's here with us today. I'd like for you to make welcome. Bill's guitar player in 1939 and has been a star in the bluegrass and country field for many years. Mr. Clyde Moody, make him welcome, would you?